Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Plantation white sugar being considered as a substitute for imported refined sugar. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old at the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5581 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
The Sugar Association of the Caribbean, SAC, is undertaking consultations with manufacturers about the introduction of plantation white sugar as a substitute for imported refined sugar, otherwise known as granulated or white sugar. Following discussions with CARICOM's Council for Trade and Economic Development, COTED, the SAC was tasked with conducting regional consultations with manufacturers to determine their receptiveness to using plantation white sugar in their production processes. Mac McLaughlin is a director of the Sugar Association of the Caribbean.
And we are having a meaningful discussion to discuss with them what sort of needs they have, what sort of quality supply issues they have with sugar. So collectively, among the four countries that produce sugar in the Caribbean, we might be able to meet those needs.
Currently, imported refined sugar is used in the manufacturing trade to make items such as sugary drinks and baked goods. While it is possible to use the less refined, regionally made plantation white sugar for this purpose, it will cost manufacturers more to do so.
It will eliminate the use of foreign exchange that we are now using to import refined sugar from overseas. It is time that we look at producing everything that is derived from our own sources of raw materials. That is where we create wealth.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samudio. He says no decision will be taken on the use of plantation white sugar in the manufacturing process without the agreement of members of the manufacturing sector.
Plantation white offers a great opportunity if we can get together in the CARICOM, where everyone, all sugar industry countries, Guyana, Belize, Jamaica, Barbados, get together and decide that a new regime is necessary to protect the interests of locally produced sugar within the region and to eliminate the importation of refined sugar.
Minister Samudio says the government will work to find a solution that will benefit both the sugar industry and the manufacturers.
If we can convince the manufacturing community along with the local sugar producers to buy into the notion that it is best for the industry and best for our respective countries within the CARICOM to utilize our own raw materials and to produce plantation white that can satisfy 99% of the demand for refined sugar, then I think it will redound to the benefit of the community in a very substantial way.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When a poison, fatten. Translation, what doesn't poison fattens. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if an experience doesn't destroy you, you can learn greatly from it. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.